This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate it. If you want to get off your smartphone and actually listen on the air, you can head over to therealside.com. That's therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. However, we also have a list of stations and times and that kind of stuff, so you can listen to it driving on the road. If you have a newer car, though, and you get a smartphone, hey, it's easy. It's a no-brainer, right? There's a gazillion ways to do that. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thank God that the DNC is over for the moment. I mean, the tentacles, the odor, the whatever, still lingers on and will for some time to speak. One of my favorite, Xander Gibb will join us. I'm really curious to hear what he has to say about all the, I wish I had a country background, because I'm sure there's a whole bunch of sayings that could be made out of some of the stuff that was spoken about or talked about at the, at the event. I don't know what to call it. You know, everybody got so lovey-dovey over, what's her name? Hillary Clinton. It's a Freudian thing. I can't remember her name. Yeah, I know. Well, it's like a bad rash. It keeps coming back. You can't quite get rid of it. Doesn't matter what you do. But I've got a whole bunch of clips from Elizabeth Warren and Mrs. Oblamo. She's going to talk about, tell us, speak to, or they're going to speak to, how much they didn't trust and don't trust Hillary Clinton. You know, it's amazing to me, because I don't do it. I know some other idiots do it, but I don't do it. I don't love somebody on Tuesday, tell you the other way around. I don't hate somebody on a Tuesday, find them disgusting, not wanting to deal with them, think they're the worst person in the world for the job, and then on a Wednesday afternoon tell you how great they are. I don't operate like that. You know what I mean? That makes absolutely no sense. I don't care what planet you're from. So I will work tonight on making sure that you understand. Well, some of you already know this, so I guess I won't be bringing any news to some of you. You've already got it figured out. But what a piece of work she is. You know what I mean? And maybe I'll start now. I'll tease you all through the evening with little bits and pieces of it. You know, Michelle Obama back in 2008 didn't trust Hillary at all. And what's really funny is people will say that guys like me, we twist the truth. We're not telling you the truth. And that we're finding these obscure things. But, I mean, you can find references to the Obamas, and actually today you get the same thing, very much disliking the Clintons. I'll put it that way. That way you can keep it clean. You know what I mean? So here's what Michelle, I can call her Michelle, right? We're friends. Here's what Michelle had to say on the in 2008 about Mrs. Clinton. Let's see. There you go.
And my view is that if you can't run your own house, you certainly can't run the White House. Can't do it.
Ooh. If you can't run your own house, in other words, if you can't take care of your own man and take care of your own house, how are you going to run the White House? You know what I'm saying? The other night was a different story.
Because in this election, there is only one person who I trust with that responsibility. Only one person who I believe is truly qualified to be president of the United States. And that is our friend, Hillary Clinton.
That's schizophrenia, isn't it? Right? What is it? What is it when you have two different personalities? The Bible calls it a double-minded man. And, yeah, campaigning my butt. And I dare a Dem to come on with me. I doubt you will. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, seriously. Oh, you know, they all do that in campaigns. They don't really mean it. Yes, they do. They do, too. You know, and yes, I realize the politicals have this little unwritten rule. All is forgiven after the campaign. Because, you know, they say what they have to say to get by or to do whatever. But isn't that lying? Or am I just confused? I must be confused. Actually, I never have understood the dictionary. Now, in June, in the beginning of June, Bernie Sanders, and I'm sure he had his medication right, he said, Hillary is a corrupt, lying, Wall Street-loving, status quo, war-mongering, Goldman Sachs crony. And he did it all in one breath. And what did he say just recently? I intend to do everything I can to make certain that a corrupt, lying, Wall Street-loving, status quo, war-mongering, Goldman Sachs crony is the next president of these United States. Well, he didn't do all the middle part. I did that. How do you do that? How do you say this person would be the worst person? Right? It's one thing to say, hey, have you ever eaten with her? She's like a pig. Who wants her as president? That's one thing. But when you sit there and call her corrupt and lying, Wall Street loving, status quo warmongering, Goldman Sachs crony, all the, I mean, in the Dem world, those are like, are you serious? That's like a mortal sin. You can't come back from that. But I'm going to do everything I can to get that person elected. God help me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibb joins me in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to go get a drink and throw up. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I don't know about you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. I know. About every year and a half, I come up with some new catchphrases. I'm a little slow. A little slow. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said to you earlier, to keep the, what do you want to call it, the theme going on, right? Of the love-hate fest with Hillary Clinton. Back in 2008, Barack Obama said, she'll say anything and change nothing. Hillary can't be trusted, and she isn't qualified to be president. Apparently, he can't afford a life insurance policy either. So now he says she is overly qualified. She is even more qualified. Think about what a nut job he is. He now says that she's more qualified than he was, slash is, to be president. He is either petrified beyond belief, or just a lunatic. Speaking of lunatics, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. We can have a really good time together. Xander, thanks for being with me today. I always appreciate your time with me.
Help, I'm Bernie. I've fallen and I can't get up. Good evening.
How you doing?
Speaking of lunatic podcasts, twice you've insulted me. You go for a third time, I'm going to find stigmata, you know that.
Well, listen, you know, what have you guys been talking about? By the way, tell people about your show and how they can hear it and get a hold of you and all that fun stuff. And then tell me what you were talking about this week.
Absolutely.
Because I can't imagine what you were talking about this week, but go ahead.
We were talking about cake recipes mostly. The show's called X-Rat, and it's 5 nights a week, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And you can get all the details either on Facebook or at xandergibb.com. We have talked about a plethora of things, but as a comedian, I've had such great fodder this week with the DNC. No more with Hillary's husband, Bill, talking about what a wonderful relationship and what a love affair they
wasn't
had
that,
for
that was
4 years.
Like, that was like The Notebook, right? Remember that story, The Notebook?
I know.
Right? I mean, didn't you feel like that's the road he was going? This was like what do they call it, a screenplay or something?
Yeah. I think he forgot, though, to mention about all the other partners in that.
Well, those would be the little branches off his tree of life. Well, actually, maybe it wasn't a love story. It was more like a fairy tale, right?
Yeah, but we've got to be glad for the fact that he's not in turn alizing and feeling for Hillary anymore.
Boom. Thank you.
He'll be
on his show all week, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
So, he definitely. You know what though? I was telling Tammy today. I was talking to somebody else today. I said, "Would you have loved to have been a fly on the wall at the house last night?" Right? Because he was falling asleep in the audience, and. Can you imagine how much he must have smacked? I recently got a book from a Secret Service agent that was working with them for the Clintons. He's going to be on the show the next week or the week after. And he said that Bill would show up on a regular basis with a black eye or black eyes from her kicking the crap out of him. Can you imagine what he must look like this morning?
Yeah, he's probably. I mean, I don't hold truck with violence, obviously. You know, even towards Hillary. You know, because someone's going to clean up the mess and someone's going to write the paperwork. So I don't even, I don't even go there. But was this the same Secret Service guy that heard her saying about the group of special needs kids, and she said, "Get them effing retards off my lawn"? Was that the same sort of?
I'm not sure. It might be, but I'll find out. Yeah.
Yes.
But I backed that up with. There's actually two guys I know that are Secret Service agents at the time that they were, in office. And no, I haven't found a person that really has a heartwarming story about Bill and Hillary Clinton in their time in the White House. I'll wait. Go ahead.
No, I have absolutely nothing to say. I mean, what good is there that can? I mean, apart from the fact that he left with the deficit, but we know why now, don't we?
Yeah.
Not a deficit, a surplus.
A surplus. But that was okay. But they also left with a whole bunch of antiques, didn't they? From what I understand, from what I've read, yeah. Can you imagine?
I didn't realize I couldn't keep them.
Wasn't that?
I mean, what did you think it was?
Lovely.
They weren't gift bags, Hillary.
They were lovely parting gifts. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Everybody gets a parting gift, don't they? That was quite interesting. So, any highlights? Anything that stand out this week? I got a whole bunch of stuff to say, but I'll let you go first. I mean, what stood out to you the most? Three biggest things this week.
I just think I was in awe of the number of celebrities that were there in the audience. Because here's the thing for me, being a minor celebrity, what you actually do is when you get very political, you cut your audience in half or even more. So you lose credibility that way as a celebrity. So I was really surprised at how many were there. I was surprised at the fact that. Baz, was hugging her on stage. Where did all the animosity go? She was the worst thing ever after, Benghazi, because he wanted to blame her.
Right.
For it all. And quite rightly. But, he's obviously smokes a lot of weed and has got a lot of amnesia.
Well, we have pictures of that, but go ahead.
Yeah, so but they're not recent ones. You know, the recent ones are with the drag queens and hookers, but we won't go there today. And I think, I don't know, but I also think that Obama, once again, in his speech at the DNC, was, you know, he clearly has to start telling people he is referring to his Farmville account that is called America with a K, you know.
God. You know, he did refer to himself 119 times in that speech. Okay, so he's there to push Hillary, and he's telling you how great he is. Is he running for a third term? I don't know. I mean, I almost got that feeling, right?
Well, you know, there is a lot of... Someone sent me a video the other day. There is a conspiracy theory going around that on his last day of office that he's going to declare martial law, which is why he's been doing all this testing with the military and having them out and, you know, on the streets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen because I think Americans would just turn on him and, you know, just
right.
Torch the White House and kick him out. And I think with the level of feeling right now with most soldiers, because they've not been, you know, military personnel have not been taken very, very good care of by the
no.
administration.
Nope, not at all.
It's not like they're going to say, oh, yes, we're going to support you 200%, Mr. President. Now put your joint out and come and tell us what to do, you know. Allegedly, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
put the crack pipe
so,
in. There you go.
Yeah.
God. You got to get me to tell myself. You know that? I get
that
enough.
Allegedly? What more do you want?
I get enough hate mail. I don't need your help, okay? Oh, by the way, yes, I don't need the help of my token gay guy. You know what I'm going to tell you? God, I can't
token
stand it.
What about my resume?
Wait, please do.
I am Joe Messina's token.
It's my
birthday today, and you haven't even said happy birthday.
It's your
Joe.
Birthday. I didn't know if you wanted me to. You know, I mean, some people
well,
don't
the
want. You know.
It's the show's birthday today. It's the 300th
show. Don't play
tonight.
Those. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll do that after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Oh, you want me to tell people you're 300 years old? Really?
I'm 300 shows old.
Oh, there you go.
That's a great. That's a
you
great.
Don't look, you don't look a day over 295, really.
Hey, Joe, don't go there.
Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style but no one else could.
We are.
He was a trumpet man at his craft.
We are back. You would think I know how to press the buttons by now. And I do know how to press some buttons. Let me tell you what. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen to listen to this one, which tells me two things. One is you've got a boatload of taste and a very high IQ. So, again, I do appreciate you being with me this evening. I want to bring my guest on. I don't like wasting his time. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. He has a whole different perspective on things, and Xander also does his own show every day called X-Rad with Xander Gibb, right? Come on,
for sure.
Oh, see? That was easy. All right. So, Xander, I don't know. I don't know if you guys were talking about or covering this little thing out there, DNC thing. This week, those Democrats just showing us their best. What an interesting, I don't even know what to call it.
Debacle?
Okay, that's good. That'll work for me.
Isn't that what D stands for? DNC,
well, debacle.
Debacle.
There you go. There was a couple
debacle,
things.
Debacle, no contest.
There were a couple things that came to mind, and I just kind of sit there and I go, you know, first of all, you know, they tried to blow off that there were no flags there on the first night. And, you know, I have friends that were there on the floor the first night. And they said, you know, Joe, there weren't any flags to speak of. You had to go looking for an American flag that first night. And then they tried to clean it up the next night or what have you. But if you notice the fourth night, the closing night, you couldn't turn around without walking into an American flag. You couldn't sneeze without soiling about 30 of them. There were so many there. Did that bother you, not bother you? Did you see that?
Well, you know the reason for it. Of course it bothered me. I'm very patriotic. I actually nearly crashed my car when I drive along, and I see them tied to bridges. You know, I'm, you know, singing the Star Spangled Banner and and saluting and, you know, causing a pileup behind me. But, you know, actually, you know why there were no flags on the first day, don't you?
Oh, here we go.
Because Debbie Washerwoman Schultz stole them.
Oh, she thought they were party gifts, too?
It's true, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Talk about, you know, at first I was thinking to myself, talk about being thrown under the bus, but then what? What was it, 11 minutes later, she's got a job with Hillary? Or Hillary?
Don't tell me that wasn't pre-planned.
Oh,
I mean,
please.
Come on.
Well, yeah, so, But anyhow, don't you kind of think, or you don't kind of think, I know you know, don't you see how that whole thing was staged, that whole thing, when, yeah, can you, I'm so frustrated, because you know somebody's sitting there going, flags? You wanted flags? Yeah, right? And then Hillary calling down
what
and going,
do you think this is
the hell's wrong with you people? What's that? Yeah.
Well, you know, there was a cut I had last year, and it was one of a group of the DNC people saying, you know, that the 4th of July was the Republicans' holiday.
And
Labor Day was theirs because they were for the people. I'm thinking, do you see the flags that have flown on Labor Day usually? Are you really for the people? You know what I'm saying?
I think, you know, Gina, you've obviously heard of Diamonds and Silk. I actually saw a meme that they put out today, which I thought was very interesting. They were saying they don't like being called African American because they, you know, they're Americans and they've never even seen Africa. They've never even been to Africa.
That's what she said.
And what they were saying is, as Americans, why can't we all unite on that premise that, you know, we are all Americans? And I thought that's actually a very important point, you know, very poignant issue, you know, to raise, because it's a very important thing, you know, to be American. I mean, I'm glad I'm not living in Russia. Can you imagine X-Rat in Russia?
Yes.
We love you, Mr. Putin. Honestly, we do.
Mr. Comrade, yes, I know.
Can you see me shaking my head? No, I was not shaking my head. I was saying yes, but my head was going the wrong way.
God, I guess. Oh, you know what? Wait a minute. I want to get back to the DNC, though. What were your thoughts, true, honest thoughts, about the, was it six, the six black moms that were up there talking about how we need more gun control? Now two of these moms, you know, were kids who had rap sheets, who had stolen guns, who one was trying to steal a gun from a cop. I mean, seriously, I mean, is this hypocrisy at its height or what?
Absolutely. And using the DNC to kind of, you know, tout gun control BS. And then did you see as well, she had the mother of one of the people that was killed in the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting. And then they used that again, and she's like, I used to be a trapper, not a trapper, a police officer, whatever they call it, where she lives. She said, and on the day that I was going to give birth to my kid, they locked up my gun, and I said I never wanted to see it again. And I thought, well, that's great, but what about when, you know, when you're there on your own and somebody breaks into your house and, you know, beats you and kills you and kills your kid as well? Wouldn't you wish you'd had your gun then?
So let me see, locking up her gun after her son was born made her safer?
Yeah.
Is that
right?
My God.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure at 4 days old, he might have wandered into her safe or her bedroom or into her nightstand.
Yeah, as you do, casually, when you're looking for the scotch, you know? I mean,
God. The logic behind some of this stuff is just nuts.
No, I mean, no disrespect, that was a very sad thing that happened at the Orlando Pulse shooting.
Sure.
But I think it's despicable of the Dems to use this to kind of put on a big show about gun control. And there's her crying, and there's these two guys kind of holding her up. And, you know, it was kind of, I'm sorry, I'm not being insensitive, but it was farcical. It was like, no, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get through it. You know, like when they kind of like fake fall backwards. I'm going to faint. I'm going to faint. Catch me, Joe. I'm going to faint. You know, that's kind of,
we
that's
both
how
have
it
a
was.
Problem on that one, yeah. The,
That's three strikes and you're out, Joe.
I said we both have a problem on that one. I'm sorry, but I kept seeing nothing but hypocrisy in that convention. And a lot of what they said, here we are, all lives matter, right? No, not there, only blacks' lives matter. And the proof behind that was that even when the, what was it, the, I guess she was a captain or something, the female police captain came up and asked for a moment of silence for the police officer that had been killed. What happened? Do you remember what happened?
They started
yelling, Black Lives Matter.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. I mean, look, it was, what do they call those, mosh pit parties, when they were running off the stage and jumping into the crowd? That's what that was. What are you saying no for? Oh, give me a break. God. You know, and then somebody took me to task because I wrote that the, what are those hookup sites? Was it Grindr and something else?
Grindr, I don't know.
There were two of them.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah. I know you wouldn't. Yeah, you're an upright, standing young man. I get it.
I am indeed. I'm very boring. I'm in bed by 10 o'clock.
Wow. See, so but they increased 148% usage of those two sites right there within a couple of block area of the DNC, right? So somebody got on my case because they said I was, you know, getting on the gays because this is those are two gay hookup sites. I said, no, I'm getting on the fact that you got all these people out of town, right? They're away from home, the wife and kids, and they're looking for a hookup. These aren't sites where you're looking for somebody to hang out for a couple of days. These like a.
I mean, there's probably a double-edged sword to that. I think part of that as well is the fact that Hillary has the gay community so hooked. And here's the thing, you know, I'm a gay person. I'm here to dispel that for the gays. I know not allowed to say that anymore, but you know, I can't be bothered with this 2020 letter acronym. I want to spell out for the gays. Hillary is not good for the gays. If you want to be protected in the United States of America as a gay person, then you better be voting for Donald Trump, because I'll tell you this for nothing. I would feel safer in America with him in control as a gay person, because he's not taking money from countries to throw gay people off roofs and behead them. He's not flip-flopped on his support. Even before he was involved in this race, he's put himself out there to support gay rights. So look again, gay people that listen to this show. They probably only listen, you know,
they listen to nail
me. See what we're saying.
That's
about
right.
Them. But check your facts on Donald Trump and the level of support that he's given to gay people over the years. And then look at flip-flop Hillary and the number of times she's gone backwards and forwards and where she's getting her money from.
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's what I kept.
Broadcast. Don't be
there you go.
The Trump parody.
That's what I kept seeing over and over and over again at this event. I just felt like they were pandering to different groups. I really felt that way. You didn't see any. No, did you notice that you didn't see on mainstream media any of the violence going on outside the building? Because you know, because
no.
It was utopia there. Because the Dems were all together in one place. Hey, hold on. Hold on. You're going to tell that on the other side. So don't forget. I know it's hard for you, but don't forget it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live to the Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me, and hopefully he'll still be with me after the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I appreciate the time you spent with me, whether you're texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation in the chat room, sending me an email, joe@therealside.com. Yeah, I know we're both, you see both of us looking up like this at the television set off to my left. It's because they're now releasing the text messages between Mosby and a few of the others in and around her. Now, this was a scam from the beginning. I hope she's the one that ends up in jail for what she did. All right? She was asking other prosecutors to mix activism and justice together. She was asking them not to talk about certain things, to leave out certain things, and that kind of stuff. I hope she goes to jail. And you know what? Somebody like her, though, with the people, with her constituency, and we'll have Corey Duncan confirm this for me on Tuesday, somebody like her, she's going to look at it again. They won't care because it'll be some kind of conspiracy to get her out. She's now blaming the police department for all her woes. You know, again, this non-responsibility thing where they don't take any responsibility for anything they do. It's always somebody else's fault. I want to thank you, parents of those little spoiled brat snowflakes. I really do. I really appreciate what you did. Let me bring Xander Gibb on before I pop an eyeball. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, host of his own show called X-Red. And Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Anyway, before I, like I said, before I pop something, I better bring you on. So, anyhow, the Dems were trying to paint a picture that as Republicans, our whole convention was about doom and gloom and how bad things are, and you know the U.S. is blowing up, that kind of stuff. What was your feeling on the DNC convention?
Before I answer that, I have to say that Donald Trump's speech really kind of changed my perspective of him, and I thought it was very positive. And actually, earlier on the show, one of the guests was saying that, you know, they might have been a little bit swayed by Hillary and what she was saying about the RNC being negative. But that was kind of reminiscent of a funeral for me. I mean, how many relatives of people that had died did she have to bring up to further her cause, you know? There were people outside setting fire to themselves, you know, while setting fire to the flag. I mean, why not talk about that? Why not talk about why people are feeling that that's what they have to do?
So, but you have said many times on the show that you were a Democrat for years. Is this the party that you saw? Is this the party that you joined? Has it changed tremendously since you left or while you were there? I mean, what made you join it to begin with, I guess is what I'd be saying.
I don't know. I think that we get a lot of our political affiliations from how we're raised. And, you know, my parents, my father was a lifelong Democrat too, and kind of so was my mom to an extent. But I just, it all unraveled for me. When I started to do the radio show, I actually, you know, had to check my facts, and I had to be sure about the things that I was talking about. So it's easy to take something from an article from a newspaper and say, this is the way it is. But if you don't go and check it out and make sure what's being purported is true, and I just saw how shallow the Democrats were, and especially Obama. I mean, Obama spoiled it for me. He really did.
Really?
And, yeah, he did. He totally did. He came along and, you know, was you know, kind of promising the world and giving us an atlas. Because let's face it, if we sit down and do a show, Joe, at the end of his term of office, and look at all the things he promised and all the things he did. I mean, he did do some of the things he promised, but look, you know, even just healthcare, he's done it so badly that someone's going to have to come along. Don't bother. Why bother doing things and changing things if you don't? If you don't do them well. And that's where it began to fall apart for me. You know, because I was in support of Obama. You know, I supported Obama from day one. And towards kind of like 2 or 3 years into the first cycle of office, I was done. You know, I was absolutely done.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny you should say that, because there's a few Dems I've spoken with. They won't leave the party, but they keep saying, you know, they were very, 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 very disappointed by what Obama, again, what they were hoping to see out of Obama would happen, you know. But I'd love to ask some of these people, do you always, you know, are you a better? Are you a gambler? You know, do you go better? I mean, really, so this guy had no experience. He very rarely voted on anything that was hard or problematic. He was a junior senator, and you took a chance hoping he might grow a spine while he was in office? I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out.
I don't know, but here's the thing, Joe, as well. A lot of people will never change their political affiliations. They will never allow themselves to evolve because they're afraid of the level of backlash. I mean, do you know how many of my friends have actually unfriended me on social media since I've got behind Donald Trump? But all that says to me is that they really weren't my friend. Because here's the thing, if you're my friend and you're a Democrat and you're supporting Hillary, that is absolutely fine. I'm not going to hate you for your stupidity.
Right.
but I will still be your friend, because it's very juvenile. You know, when I was in high school, it was like, you know, if you think Freddie's picture is nice, then you're really not my friend, because my picture is better. If you want to be juvenile like that, then go ahead and do it, but I can't go there with you.
That's great.
Sorry.
It's so true. Well, it is so true. Don't you remember your parents always saying the two things you can't talk about is religion and politics? You know, people get crazy,
yeah.
They get stupid. It is true. It's like I have friends that we are 180 degrees when it comes to politics on each side of each other, but I go have lunch with them. I go have breakfast with them. We can talk all the time. And we don't, we even make fun of each other, but we can still go sit there and eat. And, you know what I'm saying? We can break bread together. This is the way it's supposed to be. For you fools who think that if you're not 100%, even the candidate you're behind isn't 100% on the same page as you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I even saw, you know, a thing about how bad it is about celebrities. I saw Patricia Arquette on social media the other night, and someone disagreed with her perspective about Black Lives Matter, and she was calling them white power mad and racist, and I thought, you know, this is exactly the same as when people say, actually, I don't agree with gay marriage. I don't have a problem with gay people. Oh, you're suddenly homophobic. You're suddenly racist because you don't agree with Black Lives Matter. The world has come back, and I'm speaking to celebrities out there. If you're a celebrity, what you're actually doing is you're cutting your audience down, and just think about that next time they're booking for people to star in shows. If you put yourself out there that badly that you've offended people, Jesse Williams, then I got no surprise that you ain't working next month.
God, you know, and people who show up, they get mad at me. I told you the biggest group of hate emails I got in a short period of time is when I went off on Carlos Santana. Now, I like Carlos Santana music. I really do. I appreciate his, his the kind of musician he is and that kind of stuff. But he came out and started, you know, talking about politics. And I'm going, dude, I didn't pay $75 to come see your concert to listen to you talk about stuff that you are totally wrong on. Okay?
Quite right.
Yeah, you need play. Pick up the guitar and play. You know, right now I'm your boss. I paid for you to be out there. And they were not happy with that.
But people could say the same about you or I, Joe, but this is what we do. You know, we are political commentators. And part of our job as radio talk show hosts is to tell other people what we think. And you don't have to agree with it. You know, you don't have to take it and make it your prime life objective. But we still do it. That's what we do. We're there to do that.
Well, listen, before we run out of time, one of the things I want to say is congratulations on 300 shows.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you don't look any more than 295, but I don't want to.
Thank you. That's true.
I was talking shows. Oh, ooh.
Oh, I
we can do
pounds.
That later. No. I think shows like this sometimes are like being, the president. You kind of get a little grayer, you know what I'm saying? I mean, as the years go on, because you just more and more of this garbage you're putting through. Real quick, I'm going to give you like 2 minutes. From the time you started your show to today, have you had some major revelations about politics?
How long have I got? Absolutely. I've gone full circle. I'm glad that I have. I started off as a Democrat. I'm probably closer to Republican now than I've ever been. I don't call myself a Republican. I'm probably more libertarian. I support Donald Trump, and I never thought that I would be saying that. And I never thought I would be saying that I'm supporting the Republican candidate, but that's best. What's best for me, and that's what's best for America, and that's the direction I'm going. And if you don't want to try ride the Trump train, that's absolutely fine. But you know, there's the Hillary bus has got wheels missing, and I think there's a lot of money owing on it as well.
Wheels? It's not firing on cylinders. It doesn't quite run on gas anymore. My God.
I was being polite.
Yeah, I know you were. Xander Gibb, X-Rad, and they can find you where?
XanderGibb.com. The show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Come check us out and let us know what you think.
Xander, always a pleasure to have you with me. My name is Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side live on GCN every night. Head up to the website, new stations, times, all that fun stuff. Go warm up your coffee and come back, because we got a lot coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back. Ah. Lots of fun.
It is indeed, and I have to laugh at the people that have unfriended me, you know, because I've started supporting Trump. You know, he's racist, he's homophobic, he's this, he's that.